Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, November 15th, 2023. Today he is asking us to focus our attention as often as possible on love, on reality. Love is totally accepting and totally without judgment. Here in the non-physical realms, our joy is growing as we observe the power of your love flowing through the collective awakening process as it unfolds so perfectly, precisely as Mother Father God intends, to bring you all into full awareness of your true nature at one with and eternally in the presence of our ever-loving Father. Love is. And you are becoming more and more aware daily that there is no other reality than this. Hold firmly to your faith in the infinite power of love, and remind yourselves regularly that you do know this, even though you cannot be unaware of the vast numbers of places on your beautiful planet where this most definitely does not seem to be true. But, truly, there is only love. Anything else is unreal and is in fact dissolving or disintegrating from the egoic aspects of your minds as you turn more and more frequently to the true knowing of your hearts. God is with you always, and you are beginning to feel her presence more and more frequently as you go within to your holy inner sanctuaries and invite her to fill your hearts with the warmth and complete acceptance of her love for each and every one of you. Keep on doing this. It is a very effective and powerful awakening tool and an essential part of your awakening process. As I have often told you, you all incarnated to be. Being is extremely effective and potent. You knew that to focus on doing this would be the best way for you to assist in humanity's collective awakening process, and your main pre-incarnational intent was to assist. However, on arrival, you did fall, like all who incarnate into human form, into the deep sleep of amnesia, and so you too are in the process of awakening and finding that living it is difficult at times. Your egos are constantly attempting, often rather too skillfully, don't underestimate this, to distract you from your true life purpose by fully engaging you with obtaining the essential requirements of material life, food, shelter, and clothing for yourselves and for those who depend on you. Nevertheless, your awakening process is intensifying and unstoppable, because for you all to awaken is God's divine and most loving intent, and therefore you are awakening. There is no other option. You are eternally in the presence of Mother, Father, God, and she is nudging you, now, and now, and now, towards full and complete wakefulness. Trust your Mother. Her will is always in your best interests and is most carefully designed to deliver to each of you personally exactly what you desire and need, namely your full awareness and the resultant joy of just being, as you reside permanently in her loving presence where you are enthusiastically and happily at home. Life is love, the eternal state of being in which you were created, and the moment when you lay your bodies to rest, and in doing so thank them for their loving service, is but a transition back into the awareness of the state of reality in which you have your eternal existence. To be incarnate as a human in form is an extremely short-term experience, an experience you chose to undergo in order to greatly assist in humanity's awakening. As you know from your world history, humanity's presence on Earth is something that happened very recently when compared to the age of your planet or of the universe. When humans first arrived on Earth, they felt lost and abandoned because of their amnesia, and so they had no memory of reality. without awareness of Mother, Father, God, the divine being who cares for you all in every moment, and due to the fear engendered by that state, they felt an extremely strong need for their own personal God. Because of the limitations that being in form imposed upon them, they were only able to conceive of and invent an authoritarian figure, such as a father who would obviously demand their subservience and obedience, rather like, but seemingly much more impressive and powerful, than any male family or tribal leader they had experienced in their own lives. Over time, various tribes and cultures established their own imaginary god figures and invented a set of dogmatic rules that he demanded that they honor and obey, or else. Your collective choice to awaken is as a result of your growing awareness of the power of love and of your growing realization that only love is real, that it is God. And in that awareness you have, of course, realized that love is totally accepting and totally without judgment. This realization is a massive accomplishment after eons of fearful subservience to the various idols of different nations, cultures, and religions. Mother, Father, God has been waiting patiently for this awareness to arise and flourish within you all. There have been previous moments when this realization almost occurred, but now, finally, it is firmly established, and so your collective awakening is assured. It has always been divinely assured, but now it is coming to its most amazingly beautiful fruition. For the mass of humanity to once more know and recognize that there is only the One, Mother, Father, God, which includes, without exception, every sentient, conscious, and aware being in divine union with itself for all eternity, is an experience of ceaseless immortality in infinite peace and joy. Knowing that, while you are still experiencing the temporality of physical life in form, is bringing to each of you, as your awareness strengthens and intensifies, comfort and the kind of revelation you have heard of, but most likely never yet experienced. As I have said before, humanity is on a roll. Focus your attention as often and as intently as you can on reality, on love, because doing so powerfully strengthens your awareness of your oneness with it. Whatever you have been experiencing as humans in form has been, as your egos have always intended, very effective in distracting you from regularly taking the necessary quiet time to allow yourselves to access your deep inner knowing of the reality of who you truly are. You do know who you are, but your experiences as humans growing up in a culture that demands, even if very gently, your acceptance of it and engagement with it, have very frequently led you, even encouraged you, to feel unworthy, incompetent, and ashamed of yourselves. Those feelings are utterly and completely invalid. However, because of the competitive nature of most cultures, you are often encouraged to compare yourselves to others, which adds to your sense of personal inadequacy, leading you to live lives struggling and striving to do better, or lives of depression and misery. Do not compare yourselves to others. You are each totally unique expressions of God. Shining examples of differentiated beings inseparably in union with her. Her will for you is that you be fully and completely yourselves, and thus expressing her as only you can. And your individual will is in complete alignment with hers when you allow yourselves to be true to yourselves, and it is why you experience stress and confusion when others demand that you conform to a set of arbitrary rules instead of just being the creative expressions of God's love that you each are. What you truly want for yourselves is always also the divine will. Be yourselves. Your loving brother, Jesus.